He's going to take it himself for a championship!
A double play wins it for three!
Curtin to the end zone. What a catch!
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Good evening from the AHN Arena on the Peters Township High School campus. Tonight, the WJPA Sports Network presents a 2A girls quarterfinal matchup as the Fort Cherry Rangers take on the Southside Rams. Hi, everyone. I'm Bob Gregg. Tom Drakely is with me, along with the WJPA Sports Network crew. Jason Tennant, our floor director, Cole Keller on camera, Bill Chapo and Dave Anthony producing in our downtown Washington studios. Number four, Fort Cherry, comes in with an 18-5 record, winning nine straight down the stretch before falling at Southside 49-44 on February the 12th. The Rangers easily handled Best Center in the opening round of these 2A playoffs. Fort Cherry has wins over both Bishop Canavan and West Green, teams that are in the 1A quarterfinals tomorrow night. Number 12, Southside, is 14-9, winners of five of their last six, losing only to Section 1 runner-up Rochester, the 9 seed in the bracket. The Rams lost twice each to Aliquippa, Rochester, and Freedom during section play. Speaking of Aliquippa and Rochester, Aliquippa is on to the semifinals, 35-34 win over number 10 Clairton. Rochester losing to the one seed Greensburg Central Catholic, 63-41. And so the Centurions await the winner of our matchup, Fort Cherry and Southside, to play in the semifinals on Saturday. Winner of this game moves on. The loser will play a round one consolation game Friday after against the Rochester Rams, the loser of that 1-9 matchup. Tonight's game is brought to you in part by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County, by Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care, by CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true, by the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com, celebrating 50 years of service, and by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Here in just a moment, we're going to take a look at other games on the schedule for Washington and Greene County teams as we move into the quarterfinals. That all happens when our pregame show continues here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDI.
Fort Cherry 18-5, Southside 14-9, but one of those 14 wins, Coach Drakely, was against these Fort Cherry Rangers, a game that Fort Cherry led until they got held to 4 points in the final period, outscored 13-4 in the fourth to lose by five. That's just back on the 12th. What do you take out of a game like that?
Well, I think you can take an awful lot out of that game, especially the fact that they played so close to one another before this particular game, Bob. And I think that both teams would be very familiar with each of their opponents. This is going to be one of those knockdown dragouts. I mean, obviously the first game was close. Fort Cherry's looking at that fourth quarter saying, if we could have done this or this, that game could have been our game. And tonight, I'm sure they're thinking, this is our chance to redeem ourselves. Should be an excellent basketball game.
Next door neighbor, just across the river, the Manesson Greyhounds played the 4-5 matchup with number 5 Union. Union went on about a 12-point spurt and ended up winning that game by a dozen, 70-58. So Union on to Saturday's semifinals. Meanwhile, Manesson will drop into the 1A consolation bracket, and you got to win two in a row there because only the top five teams advance. That is the four semifinalists and the survivor, the only single survivor of that four-team consolation bracket. So Manesson is awaiting the loser of the Monte Christian West Green game that's about to tip off at Bethel Park. Other action on the docket coming up. Our game, Fort Cherry and Southside, 1A boys, number 8 West Green, number 1 Amani Christian. Then we get to tomorrow, and again, all quarterfinal round action. We'll be right back here at Peters Township. I'm hoping that Brian Geyer doesn't try to charge us a nightly room rent since we're going to be here tonight, tomorrow, and Friday as well. Tomorrow, it's first action for the Peters Township girls. The number 2 seed in the 6A bracket went unbeaten until their last regular season game and stumbled against Cannon McMillan, a team that did not make the playoffs. But Peters Township home with number 7 Pine Richland will be on the air at 6:45 for that game tomorrow night. Also tomorrow, the West Green girls, like Fort Cherry, both boys and girls still alive, and a couple of chances to make the state brackets. 1A girls, number 8 West Green at number 1 Union. And then Friday, 3 Washington County teams in action, and we'll have two of them back-to-back here at Peters Township and on WJPA Sports Network. 5:45, let's start there. 5:45, we'll have the 5A girls, number 3 Trinity against number 6 South Fayette. Third meeting of the year. Trinity won both regular season section matchups. And then at 7:45 we go to the 2A boys, and actually our first look at the Fort Cherry boys in the playoffs in 2 years. We didn't see them last year when they lost in the opening round, had that run the year before that, but we're going to get a chance to see Eugene Briggs' squad, Fort Cherry against number 5 Bishop Canavan, and that game scheduled to tip at 8. We're on at 7:45 here on the WJPA Sports Network. And that Manesson Union score was Union 70, Manesson 58. One other score that we have in the 3A girls bracket, number 2 Shadyside Academy, edging Our Lady of the Sacred Heart 37-35. Fort Cherry coming in, winners of 10 of their last 11 games. They had won 9 in a row prior to losing at Southside on February 12th. And then handled Best Center. So you do the math, 10-1 to close the season, 18-5 overall. So it gives me an 8-4, a little better than 66% winning percentage. Southside, on the other hand, winners of 5 of their last 6, so 9-8 ahead of that 5-1 run down the stretch. The first round win for Fort Cherry the other night against Best Center was their first-round playoff win since 2012, a year that they went on a nifty little run, went to the PIAA quarterfinals, falling to North Catholic in that bracket. 2012, a dozen years ago, seniors were in first grade.
A long time ago.
Take a look at the starting lineups when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Starters being introduced. First of all, let's look at the Southside area Rams. Head coach Brent Derrick, I appreciate his time on the phone today. 14-9 Rams will start 5'9 junior Bailey Stranissa, 5'9 junior Eden Schreier, 5'2 senior Allison Boyd, 5'4 senior Allison DeLong, and a 5'11 junior Charity Tellish. And for Clarence Edwards and the Fort Cherry Rangers, coming in with a mark of 18-5, starters 5'3 senior Ava Menzies, 5'9 junior Katie Blickendurfer, 5'8 junior Olivia Kemp, 5'4 sophomore Bella Bianchini, and 5'9 senior Rainey Staub. Diana Rapla will be our referee. Umpires are Rob Armenia and Anthony Rodolini. Tip off when we come back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
After being sidelined with a shoulder injury, 2 minutes in the box isn't so bad. Now get back out there. With AHN Sports Medicine, you're ready for what's next. Your body's rehabbed and recovered. Your legs primed to outskate your defender. Your technical skills perfected. And just like that, you're back. Oh, yeah, you're back. Go next level with AHN Sports Medicine.
Set the tip off. Olivia Kemp into the circle. Ball smacked around, and it's going to be grabbed by the Rams right at the midcourt line. Stranissa stepped across, and ball out on the perimeter now. Fort Cherry with a zone defense. Stranissa in the corner. She had 21 in the first meeting between the two. DeLong back to Stranissa. A little trouble with the dribble and the drive. Fires a shot up. That won't go. Rebound and a putback. Charity Tellish with the bucket.
Yeah, nice job on the weak side rebound by Tellish.
Rangers dribble out of trouble. Work the ball to Kemp. Wrap it around. Open three. Far side off the back of the rim. Two Rangers there. Kemp's going to get the board. Goes up. Lost the handle. Got the loose ball. Kick it up on top. It's going to be stopped. Deal near side. Menzies for three. Short. Doesn't follow. And a rebound grab by Tellish. After the noise that we had in the first game, it is like a funeral home in here.
Well, it's two different atmospheres, obviously. I mean, it was a little more crowded in the first game. And well, there are fans here, but they're just not as actively involved. Early in the game, things will get going here soon.
Ball lost out of bounds on the dribble by Stranissa. Rangers will take over on that turnover. Entry pass comes inside. Blickendurfer, double dribble.
Back-to-back turnovers.
Blickendurfer was about an hour ahead of game time switch in starters. We had been given Weinbrenner, but Blickendurfer was inserted into the starting lineup.
So the Rangers are in a full court press, trying to trap the first pass.
Bianchini that time knocked the ball out of bounds. Lob ahead over the defender and now across the timeline. Ball gets through to Allison Boyd. Spinorama to the hoop. Oh. Score it, Stranissa.
I'll tell you what, that was a really nice move by Stranissa.
4-0 lead, and Southside out in front. Kemp goes to the hoop. Her shot high off the window won't go, and Tellish with the rebound. Nearly a steal, Staub couldn't pull it in. And Southside with a 4-0 lead, 90 seconds in. Trap, ball knocked loose. Tellish ends up with it. Fired across the
floor and eventually out to Bailey Stranisha.
Settles things down a little bit.
Stranisha spins into the paint. Put the shot off the window. That won't go. Stranisha loses it out of bounds then for Cherry Ball. Rangers haven't been able to work really an offensive set to get a good look at the basket.
No, not yet. It's kind of helter-skelter.
Ball up top. Bianchini give it off to Kemp. Steps through a double team, almost threw the ball out of bounds, but Staub saves it, gets tied up. And then Staub trying to get back to the loose ball is going to get called for a foul.
Yeah, I thought the foul should have been the other way around. They got Staub on the second foul. I thought the first foul was against the Southside player, Bob. But we go to the other end.
And again, the Rangers do not get a good look at the basket.
Interestingly enough, both teams almost look like mirror images. They're pressing and trapping the basketball.
Ball comes to the near side for a three-pointer. Rolls off the iron. Rebound kept alive, but it hit out of bounds for Cherry Ball.
All right, Fort Cherry needs to settle, get a possession.
Get a good shot. Eden Schreier on that three miss. Staub takes the feed down the lane. She's held up. Blocking foul going to be whistled on south side. 5:36 to play, first quarter. This looks to be Schreier tagged with the foul, her first.
Rainey Staub, 1,000-point scorer for Fort Cherry. They'll be looking for her to put some points up.
Bellanchini takes the inbound, dribbles across the free throw line, lost the handle, and then tipped it out of bounds. It's going to be Southside ball.
It did. It went right off of Bella Bianchini's hand. She tried to pull it back. She knew it was tapped by a Southside player, but it did hit her hand.
Southside to get the ball inbounds. It'll go to Stranisha. Trap, pass across, Telish across the timeline. Now a 2-on-1. Back to the near side, shot blocked from behind. Ball knocked loose, and the Rams end up with it. Stranisha has it. Staub trying to cut her off, and now a travel call on Stranisha.
Well, we've had back-to-back turnovers here. One by each team.
Sloppy play all the way around.
Well, what's happened is both teams are pressing and trapping, so they're causing some disruption by doing that.
In the last 11 minutes of play between these two, Southside outscoring Fort Cherry 17-4. Rangers have not scored yet tonight. Haven't really had a good look at the basket.
No, they really haven't.
Staub dribbles out to the Peters Township Oval in the middle of the floor. Kemp on into the corner. She walks.
Just unsure how to attack. It's a 3-2 zone or a 1-2-2, Bob. You got to attack that in the short corners and in the post area.
And the Rangers keep the press up. Telish going to pass it off. Stranisha, and now going to be a foul call. Bianchini going to get tagged with the foul on the steal attempt.
Yeah, she thought she had at least a tie-up on that one, but the referee called a hack.
And substitution, Kaylee Weinbrenner comes in, and Blickendurfer will sit. Eugene Briggs in the house.
Getting ready for his basketball game.
Stranisha back to Telish. Defense there late. Telish fouled, and will go to the line to shoot a couple. And that foul on Bianchini, her second in about 20 seconds.
Yeah, that's two quick fouls by Bianchini. Got to be careful.
Telish at the free throw line to shoot a couple. First shot right on the money. The Southside run extends to 5 straight points. Fort Cherry rolled best center 66-16 in the opening round. Southside 43-38 win over Chartiers Houston. But offensively, the points all belong to Southside here tonight. Telish hits both.
Yeah, and she looked good shooting them. Good form, good rotation.
Telish with a field goal and a couple of foul shot makes. Ball side of the lane. Menzies trying to get it back out to Staub. Around the perimeter, Bianchini dribbles around traffic. Pass fumbled by Staub. Bianchini takes it back. Staub comes to Kemp in the circle. Right back out to Bianchini. Move to get open. Go to Kemp inside. She's tripped up, and play on's the call.
Yeah, a lot of contact. Oh, steal here.
Steal Bianchini. Kiss it in off the glass.
Nice job by Bianchini. She was alert to that pass.
Ball comes across to DeLong, back to the far side, across the timeline, and going to be a foul called on the Rangers. And this is Bianchini with their third foul.
Oh, boy. I hate to see that. So quick.
And Bianchini will sit. This is going to be a throw-in on the far sideline.
You take one of your starters off the floor that early, it really kind of takes them mentally out of the game.
Brooke Cornally checks in, and Bianchini will sit. Telish give it off to Stranissa. 6-2 lead for Southside. 4 minutes gone in this opening period. Soft bounce pass, long way. DeLong get it inside. Telish shot partially blocked, tipped around, and Kemp's going to come out with it. Rangers had numbers for a moment. Menzies try to feed it back out. The ball gets through to Weinbrenner to the baseline. Cornally goes up, misses the shot, too strong. Rebound lands in the hands of Weinbrenner. Her shot won't go, and the Rams get the rebound. Couple of looks that time and couldn't get it. Stranissa kicks to the corner. Three ball in flight. Nothing but net.
High arcing shot that time by Allison Boyd.
9-2. Southside with the lead. Diagonal pass to Menzies, and she walks.
Bob, if you look at that 1-2-2 zone.
Timeout for Cherry. Let's grab this first. 3:14 to play opening quarter. Clarence Edwards has seen enough. Going to use a timeout. 9-2. Southside in the lead. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Just off kilter, out of sync. Not sure how to even describe it.
Well, it is. It's a combination of things. But if you watch when the ball does move to the side, the middle of that zone is just wide open. They have to flash a player in the middle of that zone to attack it.
Stranissa on the dribble. Her pass is tipped. It gets through. They wait and allow Telish to get on the front side. Give her the ball. Dribble penetration. Pavlovich shot won't go. Loose ball. Telish. Put it on the deck, feed it back out. Stranissa will set it up, take it into the paint, down the lane, left-hand shot off the mark. Olivia Kemp rebounds. She wants to go. Lob pass ahead to Staub behind the defense. Score it.
Yeah, good, great job looking up court that time to get the ball to Staub, who was ahead of the defense, and she finishes.
Southside leads 9-4. Pass to Telish. And now across to Pavlovich. Pavlovich trying to fight out of a double team, dragged her trail foot.
She sure did.
You can see hear the Ranger fans right below us. They saw that too. Reach in by Staub or by Cornally. She's fortunate not to get a foul there.
Interesting. Both teams aggressive defensively with traps out front, causing disruption.
Eden Schreier in, and Pavlovich will sit again. Inbound right to midcourt. Telish feeds it to a player coming out of backcourt. Didn't wait for Stranissa to clear and get her feet down, and that's a backcourt violation.
Yeah, I didn't know if they were going to call that. No question about it.
You had a great look at it on the those of you watching online, NFHS Network tonight. Referee Diana Rapla telling the guard on the thrower, don't reach out of bounds. Rangers almost turn it over and then do. Cornally almost stepped on a midcourt line and threw the pass away. Stranissa's pass stolen by Cornally. Going to the lane, double teamed, and she is pulled down. Going to be a foul. The question is this on the front side? They're going to call this a floor foul. It certainly looked like she was setting up to try to shoot. And it's going to be Allison Boyd called for a foul on the floor. No shoot. Okay.
Wow. Interesting call.
Inbound soft pass from Kemp intended for Weinbrenner, picked off, and it's saved there by Schreier, and Southside uses the timeout. 2 minutes to play in a sloppy first quarter. Southside 9, Fort Cherry 4, back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Neither coach very happy with what play they've had so far, 6 minutes in, but Southside at least has the benefit of the 9-4 score advantage. Stranissa ahead to Telish, and back to Stranissa now across the timeline. Lob into the paint intended for Telish, stolen by Cornally. Outlet to Staub, going one-on-one against Stranissa. Hit the bottom of the backboard on the shot. Ball knocked loose, and it was last touched by Stranissa as she fell. Menzies hassled her and caused a turnover.
Yeah, she kind of lost her footing on that.
Kemp will inbound. Well, last inbound in this area wasn't particularly well done, and this time the Rangers get the ball inbounds. Nearly a walk by Weinbrenner. Right side to Staub, finds Kemp. Take it to the low block, and a travel call on Kemp.
You know, all she had to do that time, Bob, after the catch, was take the little 8-foot jump shot. She tried to dribble into the defense, and caused her to walk.
Lob goes to the sideline. Stranissa triple teamed, able to pass out of it to DeLong, and now up the near side, it's Allison Boyd. Back out to DeLong, into the paint, ran into a defender, and that's going to be a blocking call on Kaylee Weinbrenner. And that's the fifth foul on Fort Cherry in the quarter.
And they're going to shoot two the rest of the way, and it's a minute and 20 left.
That was a bailout call there.
I thought so, too.
Ball handler looked to be out of control, and certainly appeared Weinbrenner was in position on the second spot on the lane. And that's what Clarence Edwards is asking about. Foul shot for Boyd is good.
And I think he has every reason to ask about that one. No question, the offense initiated the contact, Bob.
Both shots good. Check that, Allison DeLong on the free throws. My apologies.
And Southside 4-for-4 from the charity stripe here so far.
And up 10, make it 11-4. Step back, off the glass, won't go. Kemp kept the rebound alive, scramble on the floor. Who's going to get the loose ball? And now we're going to have a held ball. Possession arrow belongs to Fort Cherry.
Good job by Kaylee Weinbrenner that time. I mean, she had a point-blank look, just a little bit strong on the bank.
Southside got the tip to start the game. Kemp looks to inbound, finally finds Staub. Stranissa tries to cut her off. Staub goes to the hoop, but missed the shot. Stranissa back 2-on-1. Kemp hustling back, and Stranissa kicks the ball out of bounds.
Didn't see the defender. You got to be aware they're coming up from behind. Reached in and knocked it right off of her foot. Boy, Fort Cherry having just a difficult time unraveling on the offensive end here, Bob.
Just haven't even gotten into any kind of rhythm. Ball goes to the high post to Weinbrenner. Back out. Cornally, Weinbrenner, Menzies, three ball, far corner. Rim once, no good. Telish cleaning the glass up.
Well, she's good on the boards. She walked.
I don't see the walk there.
I didn't either.
I don't think Southside got a very good call there.
Whew.
The Rangers will take it.
Coach Darich is looking like, what did she do?
Rangers down 7 at the moment. Cornally feeds to the far corner. Three balls and air ball fired up by Weinbrenner. Loose ball grabbed and bounced off the foot of Cornally and out of bounds.
Well, Fort Cherry's defense has been effective. The press has worked. They've gotten several steals. They just can't convert on the other end.
Stranissa gets a screen, able to dribble across the timeline. Hassled there by Kemp. Pass to Telish. She's held up. Shot was blocked. Got it back. Shot blocked. Foul called.
I believe that's Olivia Kemp.
First foul on Kemp in the game. And Telish at the line for the second time tonight.
Where she was 2-for-2 earlier.
11-4, Southside in front. First shot no good. First miss of the night for the Rams after hitting four in a row. I believe we have all but one of the 6 o'clock scores. Second shot is good. Telish finds the range. Quickly ahead to Menzies, wrap it down low. Cornelli's shot won't roll in. She gets her own rebound, tried to fight out of there and lost the ball. Stranissa push it up the floor, launch it at the buzzer, off the iron and the glass, no good. Southside 12, Fort Cherry 4 after 1, second quarter on the WJPA Sports Network when we come right back.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal Housing Lender. Member FDIC.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Southside with a 12-4 lead the last two quarters against Fort Cherry. Southside 13-4 and 12-4 advantages. Fort Cherry in the previous three, 11-8, 17-14, 14-12 Southside in the third quarter in that previous meeting. But Rangers just 8 points in the last 16 minutes against Southside.
They're getting the ball to the high post, but they've got to reverse the basketball. They've kept it on the same side of the floor, Bob, the last four possessions. Not making the defense move.
Ball gets through across the timeline. Stranissa takes it back from Telish. Jumps to the paint, misses the shot. Two Southside rebounders there. Put back is good.
Eden Schreier.
And the margin goes on now to 14-4. Rangers got to find offense, got to get it going. Cornelli hassled here. Kemp's three ball won't go. Rebound grabbed on the far side and a tie up at the low block as Boyd is tied up. And I think Cornelli in on that. Then Fort Cherry will get the ball in a possession arrow.
They need baskets. They've got to convert here. Get themselves a little closer. Down 10 already early in this game.
Kemp into the corner to Cornelli. Gives it right back to Kemp. Dribble to the high post. Kick near side. Menzies catch and shoot a three. Good.
They needed that, Bob. She can knock those threes down.
About almost 4 minutes without points, but get the tray there. Stranissa goes to the hoop, missed the shot, battle for the rebound. Kemp can't grab it and then dribbles it on the baseline.
Just couldn't get the hand on it, Bob. She had it, but couldn't bring it in.
14-7, Southside with the lead, baseline throw in. Pavlovich busts open, takes the pass, dribbles the free throw line, shot off the back of the rim, rebound grabbed inside, Telish score. No answer for Charity Telish to this point.
Well, the 5'11 junior, she's a big girl, and she uses her body very well.
Cornelli, three ball off the rim, won't go. Telish with another rebound. She has to have 7 or 8 already.
She controls the boards.
Stranissa fouled all the way up the floor, and finally Cornelli tagged with the foul. Fouls are like 8-2 at the moment. First foul of the second quarter.
Well, another thing that Southside's doing pretty well is they're pushing the basketball, get the ball into Stranissa's hands, and she pushes it down the court, creating offense.
Correct my math. Fouls are 7-2 at the moment. And now Stranissa throws the ball away.
Well, the
Schreier cut, and yes. She ducked as the ball went over her head.
Yeah, cutter went one way, ball went the other into the bleachers.
16-7, Southside leading Fort Cherry. Menzies, another three, well short. Caught on the weak side by Cornelli, and she is fouled. We'll go to the line to shoot a couple. Pavlovich going to get tagged with the foul. first of the quarter on the Rams. Brooke Cornally at the line to shoot the Rangers' first free throws of the night. Cornally delivered at the stripe. First shot too strong, no good. Cornally had a dozen points in the first meeting between the two. Kemp had 10 in that game. Mentioned Bailey Stranissa had 21 in that 49-44 Southside victory.
I can see how she can score. She gets into the paint.
Cornally misses both foul shots, and Tellish with another rebound. Free throws, 5 of 6 for Southside, 0 for 2 for the Rangers. Pavlovich dribbles the ball off her foot. Ball bounces around and a 10-second violation.
We've got lots of turnovers accumulating here, Bob. That is 11 on Southside already, and yet they lead 16-7.
Staub inbounds to Kemp right across midcourt. Pavlovich hassling her. Ball comes to Menzies. She'll dribble to the free throw line. Cornally open three. Good.
Yeah, she looked good shooting that. She First. Can score, Bob.
16-10 the count now as we hit about 5:50 to play in the first half. It's Boyd trapped in the corner, knocked the ball down, and then Cornally knocks it out of bounds. That ball almost went to Pavlovich, and Cornally knocked it out of bounds.
Yeah, Cornally on the nice set from three-point land there on the replay.
Rams with the 16-10 lead now. Stranissa dribbles into a double team, has the ball knocked out of her hands. Cornally trapped her again, but dribbled out of it into the paint, down the lane. That's a walk, but got away with it.
She did. She took the almost looked like the, what do they call that in college? The Euro step.
Yeah, it was the walk.
The walk step.
18-10 the count. Cornally tried to force a pass underneath. It was denied by Tellish. Comes back, tie up, possession arrow, Southside.
That's got to be a bounce pass. You cannot throw that chest pass like that. That's where the defender's hands are.
Tellish had left underneath where she's been such a force, went out and blocked that pass. Pass intended for Tellish. Knocked loose by Cornally. Rangers end up with a loose ball, or rather it was Staub that got the loose ball, and then Cornally missed the shot. And Stranissa out on Kemp. Kemp fouls her hard.
Well, if Stranisha's coming down to court, Bob, you better get in her way because she is not going to stop. She's going to push the issue. And poor Cherry hasn't done a very good job containing her so far, at least containing her dribble.
Stranisha at the line to shoot a pair. 5:02 to play first half. First shot short. No good. And now after hitting four in a row at the stripe, the Rams have missed two of their last three. Stranisha misses again, and a rebound, Staub. 5 minutes to play, first half, 18-10, Southside with the lead. Menzies catch and shoot, three's off the mark. Rebound comes a long way up the lane. Rangers can go get it. Staub will go track it down in the backcourt. Rangers will reset. 4:45 to play here in the first half. To the baseline, back out to Menzies, too far to shoot. On the dribble, getting hassled at midcourt, finds help in Olivia Kemp. Back to Menzies. Now pass just gets through. Cornally, little runner, well short. Got her own rebound. Put it on the deck. And a foul called on the floor on Southside. Must be a hack across the arm. And it's going to be a hold on Allison Boyd. She draws her second, team second in this quarter. Kemp to inbound. Somebody got to get open. Having to fight to get the hand to go with it. Staub pushes off Stranissa. Far side, Cornally. Entry pass to Kemp. Took a bump. Got the dribble going. Bring it all the way around. Shot rejected. It was Blickendurfer. Another block inside. Now Kemp this side. Shot short. Rebound.
Wow.
And a pushing foul. And Tellish had the rebound and got pushed to the floor.
Tellish, man. She gets her hands on the basketball, Bob. That's all it. She's like a vacuum. Clears out the lane.
Rainey Staub, second foul. Well, Fort Cherry has three on B and Keeney, two each on Kemp and Staub now. 18-10, Southside leads. Stranissa pass back out, and now to Tellish. The Rangers like Tellish out there, 25 feet from the basket. Down the lane and a late A block attempt. Blickendurfer fouls.
Lots of fouls now building up on Fort Cherry, Bob.
Allison DeLong at the free throw line. This foul shots 9 and 10 for Southside in the half. First one no good. That's three straight misses and four of the last five off the mark. Blickendurfer, who started tonight, sits. Julie Close checks in. Rangers moving down the lane. DeLong hits one of two on this trip. Lead is 9. Blickendurfer on the dribble. Cross-court pass to Cornelli. She'll put it on the deck. Forced to go deep. Kick it across. Menzies 18-footer off the rim in the glass. That won't go. Close and Tellish tie up for Cherry Ball this time.
Getting some good looks as of late. Just not making them, Bob. Rangers got to knock some shots in here.
Kemp lob it toward the side of the lane. Too tall. Tellish ends up with it to Strenissa. Staub turns her around. Kemp trying to help. Tellish took it inside. Missed the shot. Got her own rebound. Strenissa's going down. Scoop it up and in.
Well, she's really good driving to the basket. Changes direction. This time she finished with her right hand. Last time it was with her left hand.
Rangers got a couple of threes in this period, but the margin is ballooned to 11. Air ball three going out of bounds. And just completely off kilter in this first half.
Yeah, and there you can see Strenissa right to the basket.
Kennedy Cook in, and Tellish will sit for a moment. 3:05 to play first half, 21-10, Southside leads. Long pass, inbounds Strenissa, gets across the timeline, and then double-team, able to find help in DeLong. And now DeLong takes it back, goes down the lane, missed the shot, rebound again. This time it's Schreier, and she is fouled. Five fouls on the Rangers. Two shots the rest of the way. This foul on Julie Close.
Hacked her right across the shooting arm. Not sure she was going to make that shot either.
Southside free throw up and good. DeLong.
Both of them.
Excuse me, Schreier, DeLong. Schreier. Yep, Schreier.
Schreier, that's correct.
Thank you. That long hair, you know.
It hit the number. I couldn't see the number, Bob. I was struggling, too. I picked it up as she ran down the court.
Cornelli forces a shot up. That won't go. And Kemp tipped the rebound. They're going to be ruled last touch by Pavlovich.
Cornelli had a nice look. She just, again, didn't get it up there strong enough off the board.
Menzies catch the inbound and hit a three-pointer.
How about that? Just catch and shoot. Everything will be good. Her second three of the night.
23-13. Southside by 10. Strenissa dribbles into the traffic, and a travel is going to be the call.
Yes, good call by the official. She took the extra step, even though she threw it up and it went in. Did not count.
Yeah, the other thing that could have been called was a charge, but
no doubt.
Went with the travel call. Brent Derrick did not agree. Won the bucket and one. Kemp into the circle to Close. Close. Fire something up. That won't go. Staub kept it alive. Menzies around to Kemp. Kemp hassled and hand checked by Pavlovich. Second foul on Pavlovich. Third foul on Southside in the quarter. 23-13. It has been arm's distance since the Rams built 6-0, 9-2, and 12-4 advantages in the first. Able to push it out to 13 eventually here in the second, but now to a 10-point margin. Rainey Staub trying to get going. Nice screen set by Cornelli. Staub shot off the mark. Rebound tipped, ends up in Kemp's hands. Goes up, lost it, close, gets it. Shot blocked by Tellish, and Tellish controls the loose ball.
Yeah, and I think she was fouled on that. Tellish definitely hit the body on the shot. Should have been shooting two there, Bob.
1:40 to play, first half, 23-13. Strenissa and Pavlovich in the midcourt back and forth. Dribbles, Pavlovic dribbles around Cornell. He deals to Telish. Her pass gets through, eventually to DeLong and Stranissa. And Southside going to flatten the ball here. A little Tom Brady action.
Well, a little too much time for that.
Pavlovic goes up to save a pass. Stranissa will pass it back. Those two go back and forth. And now Pavlovic double team, dribbles around. Give it off to Telish, score it.
How about Charity Telish this evening? Having a really good game.
Cornelli catch and shoot, the three won't go. Menzies rebounds and misses that. Rebound close. She's going to throw it into backcourt.
Nice job on the rebound, but overthrew her intended target, went all the way to the backcourt for a violation.
45 seconds to play, first half. It has been nearly all Southside. 25-13. Stranissa dribbling through traffic and a nice reach in there by Staub to knock the ball loose. Kemp to Staub to close in the lane. Lost the handle, puts a shot up, and Telish fouls her this time.
Well, didn't call the previous foul, but got this one.
Julie Close will go to the line, a 5'9 freshman.
Now she's done a good job. She's only a freshman. She's had a couple of rebounds, a couple scoring opportunities.
Close at the stripe, too strong. Rangers 0 for 3 at the foul line.
Yeah, these will start to add up. You got to knock a couple of these down.
Down by 12, approaching intermission.
Yeah, you don't want to fall too much further behind, Bob.
Close can't get the second one to go either, and a rebound halfway up the lane, grabbed by Schreier. Oh. Collision. Pavlovic, deal to the far side. Going to check on Schreier.
Oh, I think she's okay. They just bumped knees.
Schreier going to check out as Boyd checks back in. Possession, no attack of the basket, and the officials stop action with the injured player.
A good move. I like that.
Telish takes the inbound right at midcourt. Get the ball to Stranissa. Staub trying to stay with her. On the dribble, over the shoulder, Telish scores and is fouled.
She just threw it up, Bob, almost like an underhand shot, and it went off the glass. 11 points for Charity Telish.
Cornelli now with two fouls. And Fort Cherry just has not been able to answer whatsoever.
Yeah, offensively, they have just been in a funk.
28-13, Southside with the lead. Near side, Cornelli's three is an air ball off the glass, far side, grabbed by Pavlovic, trying to dribble in traffic. Telish takes the ball and says, here we go. Buzzer going to sound and end the first half, but it has been a dominant last three quarters between these two, dominated by Southside area. Here in this WPIL quarterfinal playoff game, your score, Southside 28, Fort Cherry 13. Back to the AHN Arena at Peters Township on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
We'll be right back. Fort Cherry Rangers, the victims of the wrong end of a 9-2 start. And later in the game, a 7-0 run by Southside. And well, it doesn't take you long to figure out how you're down by 15.
No, it really doesn't. But if you look at a couple of things, Bob, Fort Cherry 0-4 from the charity stripe. Southside 9-13. And they're having a very difficult time matching Charity Telish inside. She's been very effective, been able to score. Bailey Stranissa been able to push the tempo. No answer by Fort Cherry.
In this 2A girls bracket, the one seed Greensburg Central Catholic, a 63-41 winner over number 9 Rochester. Rochester beat co-champion Burgettstown in the opening round. So Rochester drops down into the consolation bracket to determine order of finish 5-8. Greensburg Central Catholic awaits the winner of our game for semifinal action on Saturday. Fort Cherry eliminated Best Center 66-16, but trailing here 28-13 at the half against the 12 seed Southside Rams. Southside beat number 5 Chartiers Houston 43-38. So the two teams on this side, Burgettstown and Fort Cherry, co-champions. Burgettstown out in the first round to Rochester. Fort Cherry in danger of losing here in this round. Southside beat co-champion Chartiers Houston, co-champs with Wash High, who lost at home to Winchester Thurston in the opening round. Winchester now down in that consolation bracket because they lost to Sarah Catholic, the 3 seed, 67-42. And Sarah will meet Aliquippa, the 2 seed, 35-34 winner against number 10 Clareton. So Clareton, Winchester, Thurston, and Rochester all in the consolation bracket. And if Fort Cherry doesn't find a way to do something offensively here pretty quickly, they're going to be the 4th team in that bracket.
They better get started fast because, you know, this is a pretty big lead right now. And they can ill afford to fall any further behind. You know, it's interesting, Bob. These seeds, we have seen the underdog seed win games.
Well,
be close. So I don't know how they seed these things at times, but I guess they look at records.
I'll tell you, I mean, the Winchester Thurston coach said it right away. Washington section was overseeded. That's Wash High, Chartiers, Houston, et cetera. And I will tell you, several coaches told me that the Burgettstown Fort Cherry section was overseeded.
Well, I think they're right on.
Well, at least, you know, here's the problem. When you boil it all down, you have one basketball committee, and you have 12 brackets to intelligently seed. It cannot be done.
Unless you get out to watch these teams.
You can't.
How can you do it?
You're an athletic director. You're a coach. You're a principal. You can't. You cannot adequately cover all 12 classes of WPIL basketball to sit in a room and see that many brackets. It cannot be done one committee.
No, and I think that just looking at a record should not get you always the top. I mean, look, even Peters Township's girls, they were heading for a top seed, yet they get upset by Cannon McMillan, a team that didn't make the playoffs. Peters Township boys playing, they were the 5th seed. They get beat in the first round. It's just, sometimes it's mind-boggling is what it is. But I understand the dilemma. It's impossible to really accurately seed teams unless you've gone out and watched them play.
A friend of mine took his assignment on a committee to heart, went to the committee seeding meeting with lots of info on every single team, matchups, results, et cetera, and it all just got shoved all together and sat on the table as the brackets were handed out.
All right, that's
like,
just...
okay, well, I don't know what happened in this year's committee. I just know this. It's not possible for one basketball committee to adequately and fairly seed 12 brackets, some of which had 17 teams in them.
Exactly. That's a lot of a lot of work to do. I mean, well, I've been impressed with some of the teams we have seen already. I mean, they're good basketball teams, and they're coming in with a 12 seed, and they have talented players. It's Makes for certainly discussion anyway.
Indeed it does. And, you know, 11 and 12, I told you going
don't ever
put a double-digit seed by Winchester Thurston's girls basketball team. They're better than that, period, the end.
Well, look at...
and you don't want to be the single-digit seed that draws a double-digit Winchester Thurston.
No, and look at the Trinity girls last night. I mean, they were a high seed, a three seed, and they're playing Woodland Hills. And Woodland Hills had some talented players. Take that seed, throw it out the window. That game, they did everything in their power to hold on to win that one.
We will see the Trinity girls here Friday night, 5:45 airtime here on the WJPA Sports Network. We'll follow that up with the 2A boys Fort Cherry to take on Bishop Canavan. And that'll wrap up our quarterfinal coverage for the weekend. If Fort Cherry doesn't rally here in this second half, they're going to have a game on Friday in the consolation bracket. We will not be able to cover that. Nor will we be able to cover Canada McMillan in their 6A boys quarterfinal taking on Central Catholic. That game at 7 o'clock at Gateway. Both teams back on the floor. We'll get you set for the second half here. After 16 minutes, Southside area 28, Fort Cherry 13. We're back in just a moment on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money. All from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMB eStore in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
Southside will not only have the 28-13 lead when we begin the third, but the Rams are going to have the basketball on the alternating possession arrow.
Well, and it's as simple as this. Fort Cherry has to get some stops. Got to try to get to the foul line some. They got to figure out how they can slow down Charity Telish and Bailey Stranissa. That simple. And then they got to make baskets. I thought they got the ball moving a little bit better late in that half, but they didn't get anything out of it, Bob. Just got to keep at it. Be persistent. You knock a few shots in, things can change in a hurry. We've seen that so often in our previous playoff broadcasts.
Possession arrow belongs to the Rams to start the third quarter. Diana Rapla will hand the ball off. And officials making everybody tuck in. I really would have liked to have seen these game officials work the previous game then. Going to have to tuck jerseys in.
Yeah, I guess they didn't have to in that game.
They did not. Inbound feed. Stranissa takes it, goes right to the basket. Reverse layup won't go. And the rebound grabbed by Bella Bianchini. Get it ahead. Kemp to the corner. Staub on the drive. Travel.
Ah. Right decision to take that baseline drive, but you cannot walk with a basketball.
Got the stop, had the look to the basket, and turned it over.
Yeah, they got to stop. That's what they needed to do.
DeLong and Stranissa across the timeline. Stranissa knocked the ball knocked loose. Kemp trying to feed it ahead. Bianchini doesn't know it's coming. A blind pass from behind, directly behind the runner, and it goes out of bounds.
Empty possessions, Bob. Empty possessions spell doom for an offense.
Yeah, and again, as I said earlier, when you have the 15-point lead, you can survive empty possessions.
Exactly.
You know, when you get the defensive stops that you need, pass gets across just in time to Allison Boyd, and now to DeLong. Back to Boyd. She looked at a 25-foot shot.
I thought she was going to throw it up.
Sternessa, head fake, dribble, kick to the corner. Pump fake, dribble to the high post. Telish takes it down the lane, right, left hand. That won't go, and a rebound. Rainey Staub. The Rangers have gotten stops. Staub takes it, put it on the deck, kick it back around. Bianchini fumbles. Ball to Kemp, knock loose. Kemp took a bump to the corner. Staub dribble to the low post, try to dish it. Blickendurfer waiting for it, not going to get the ball, and turned over. Telish, Stranissa across the timeline, 6:40 to play. Still we're at our hat in the third quarter. Stranissa down the lane, misses the shot. Bianchini on the tip by Kemp. Ball to Menzies, steps into a three, short Staub rebound, miss it. Rebound knocked out of bounds from behind her by Allison DeLong.
Well, they've gotten three stops in a row, but they haven't been able to do anything with those. We're still 28-13, where we were at the half.
Discussion at the baseline with the...
She's tucking the jersey in
another
again.
Another jersey tuck being ordered. Kudos. The rules say it has to be tucked in.
Tuck it in.
Bianchini saves a high pass, get the ball to Menzies, and now across to Kemp. Trying to dribble through a double team and got bailed out there. Got a foul call. First foul of the third period. This one's going to be on Allison DeLong, her first. Kemp baseline throw in up top to Menzies. Menzies will dribble out of trouble. Pass saved by Kemp. That one almost went onto the bench. Kemp takes it back. It's a screen set down low by Blickendurfer. Kemp able to get it inside. Ball fumbled there by Bianchini, but got it back. Blickendurfer shot won't go, and a rebound grabbed by Schreier. Stolen, though, as he tried to feed it across, and Menzies gets a two-pointer.
How about that? That was a little thief there. I love that.
Long feed ahead. Stranissa down the left side, going to the hoop, score it.
You have to get back on her. She's either leaking out or she's pushing the ball. You must contain that dribble.
Well, the Rangers get the steal and get that bucket and then give it right back. Underneath, scoop shot by Staub won't go, but she is fouled and will shoot a couple. This appears to be Eden Schreier,
yep, that's
her second, team
correct.
Second.
All right, Randy, get off the snide here.
Staub hits the foul shot. First free throw make for the Rangers, her third point of the game. 30-16, 5.5 minutes to play in the third. Staub back at the stripe. Field goal in the opening period. And now two foul shots here to open the third. 30-17, another long pass. Stranissa behind everybody, and she's going to set up her layup and fumbles the dribble.
Well, she's turned her head and looked for the defender and lost control of the basketball.
Well, the Rangers just, that play just blew up and got by her. Menzies, three ball off the glass, won't go. Rebound tipped inside and going to be a foul call. I believe it's going to be Blickendurfer. Picks up her second. First foul on Forcheri in the second half.
Forcheri better get some players back.
Well, Forcheri thinks it's their ball, but Blickendurfer was called for the foul.
Correct.
I don't know how you think you're going to get to keep the ball.
I had players wide open down the court.
And here we go again. Long pass. Menzies doesn't know the ball is coming. Pavlovic adjusts to the ball and scores.
Oh, boy. Just a breakdown defensively for Forcheri.
That's three long breaks, and the Rams have capitalized. Menzies, three ball, well short. Rebound going out of bounds. Line drive shot, never had a chance.
She was short.
Menzies will sit. Cornelli checks in. ...32-17, Southside with this 15-point advantage. 4:50 to play into the third quarter. Pavlovic will be pressed and wait till that defense comes and then dribble out of it. Ball gets through Stranissa. Kemp tentative on that jump the route. Ball inside. Telish walks out from underneath. Well, she's a little feisty, slamming the ball down.
Yeah, she is. Oh, boy. 17 turnovers for Southside.
Staub, three-pointers and air ball caught on the far side and the putback for Cornally.
Hey, any way you can get them. Cornally, nice job on the weak side rebound.
32-19. And now Stranessa loses the handle. Going to be ruled last touch by Kemp. Southside ball at the baseline.
One possession at a time. Can't get it all back in one.
Almost halfway through the third. 13-point advantage for Southside Rams. Inbound, three ball, DeLong, too strong. Rebound grabbed on this side by Cornally. Hassled there by Pavlovich. And then able to pass it back. Give it off to Bianchini to Staub, force a pass through. Caught by Kemp, misses the 18-footer, rebound, and a Forcheri foul.
I think. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure about that number. Is it 30? Forcheri doesn't have 30 on the floor.
Yeah, no, they called that on Bella.
20, it's got a Bianchini.
So that's her fourth?
Correct.
Oh, boy.
Yep. The indication was 3-0, but it was not a 30 on the floor for Forcheri. Julia Amsler has not appeared in the game.
What a weapon to have Charity Telish be able to get into that middle of the defense. Oh, look at that shot. Wow.
Oh, just thrown up and in.
Allison DeLong.
Five for DeLong, and now 34-19. Back to the 15-point lead. Ball tipped. Going to be Forcheri ball, the officials talk
yeah.
it over.
Look at that shot. I mean, Allison DeLong, she literally threw the ball up.
Forcheri wants a timeout. 3:39 to play, third quarter. Southside 34, Forcheri 19, back on the WJPA Sports Network after this timeout.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Forcheri ball underneath their basket. Olivia Kemp will key it in. 3:39 to play in the third, 34-19. Kemp having trouble. Staub trying to get to it, and Stranisic cut her off and will be called for the foul. That was a play where the, much like Menzies earlier, defensively didn't know the ball was coming. Stranisic didn't know the ball was coming.
Got to see the basketball.
Staub gets the inbound now. Menzies gets it to Cornally at the free throw line. Take it down the lane. Force a shot up. That won't go. And a pushing foul underneath. Going to be Forcheri ball at the baseline. That's three fouls in the quarter. This foul on Pavlovich.
Her third.
Pavlovich will sit. Eden Schreier checks in. Pavlovich says, I didn't do anything, of course.
Well, she...
I'd love to see a player come off and say, I pushed her.
That was my foul.
Nice.
Oh, good play.
Cut down the lane. Bucket for Cornally on the bounce pass from Kemp. 34-21.
I thought that was Staub, Bob.
It was indeed Staub. My apologies. Ball to Telish. And now back to Stranessa. Forced wide,
oh,
but gets
my.
A... prayer to go anyway.
That's the runner. It's a tough shot.
36-21, Southside leads. Just under 3 minutes, and Staub held up. Stranessa cut her off. And that's five fouls now on the Rams. It's going to be two shots.
Yeah, and there's the replay. That was Staub on the basket. And look at that shot.
Going to be shooting here.
Correct.
That is five fouls.
Yeah, they're changing it now, and Rainey Staub goes to the free throw line to shoot two. Maybe this will jumpstart her, get her going a little bit. She's important offensively.
Staub with 5 points now in this period, 3 for 3 at the stripe. 2:52 to play in the third, 36-22, Rangers down. Staub misses the second, and Telish picks up where she... left off in the first half.
Wrapped up that rebound.
Long pass ahead. Kind of pushed on into the corner, and then the ball knocked loose. Look who ends up with it, Stranissa. She is fouled down low on a block.
I'm not sure she was the intended target either.
Staub called for her third foul.
Boy, oh boy, these fouls are adding up on Fort Cherry.
Stranissa at the line will shoot two, missed the first. Southside hit five of their first six, but just four of seven in the second quarter. And now first shot miss here in the third. Stranissa finds the range one of two. And with this kind of margin, I got to tell you, one of two the rest of the way will be more than enough.
Absolutely.
Cornally looks, finds Kemp, got to feed it back out. Cornally saves that errant pass. Back to Kemp. Stranissa out on Kemp. Cornally trying to just displace Allison Boyd on the wing. Ball to Staub, forced to the baseline, pass it across to Menzies. Dribbles out of the corner, lob it to the side of the lane, and now a three ball in flight, short rebound grabbed underneath by Schreier. 2 minutes to play, third quarter, 10 minutes in the game, 15-point Southside lead. Stranissa takes a feed across the line from DeLong, goes down the lane and scores.
Tell you what makes her really difficult, Bob. She can score with either hand as she drives. She shot it with her right. She shot it with her left. Converts. 13 for her.
All into the paint. Shot put up. Won't go for Blickendurfer. Tellish rebounds. Ball knocked loose and going to get a pushing foul call. No, just lost out of bounds, I think. No, we are going to get a foul.
I think so.
Schreier called for the push. That'll be her third foul. Looks like Cornally at the line to shoot two. Missed both of her foul shots earlier in the game. And this shot no good. The 5'10 sophomore. Kind of a two-hand push effort at the free throw line. Second opportunity kicks out, and Tellish with the rebound. Stranissa faces a three-player fence, walks to the midcourt line, and turns it over. She got surprised as the ball came across.
Wasn't happy.
It was triple-teamed, and that little picket fence action there stopped her from getting over safely. Kemp put it on the deck, got away with a walk there. Ball knocked loose, reach in foul, and Kemp going to shoot a couple. This foul on Allison DeLong, her second. Olivia Kemp at the stripe for the first time. Kemp scoreless in the ball game. Had 10 in the first meeting. Scoreless no longer. First shot good.
Boy, they need every point they can get, Bob.
39-23, Southside leads. Kemp misses the second. Tellish has the rebound knocked out of her hands by Cornally and out of bounds. Southside timeout. 1:14 to play in the third. Rams 39, Rangers 23. Back on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Each team has used timeouts, two of them, Brent Derrick using a full timeout there with just over a minute remaining in the third quarter and his squad up by 16. They've negotiated nearly 7 minutes off and added a point to their halftime lead.
Yeah, and it feels like they're just very comfortable now. And this lead just seems like it's insurmountable.
Stranissa dribbles with the help of a screen, moving by DeLong. Telish falls down. I'm not sure how she ended up on the floor.
I think her legs got tangled up with a Fort Cherry player.
Stranissa ends up with the ball back out to the midcourt area. 55 seconds to play. The Rangers can't just let the Rams sit out there and dribble away.
No, they can't. Oh, there's a steal.
Menzies with a reach in, knocked the ball loose. Menzies will take it back from Staub. Across the timeline, Staub takes the feed left side to the corner. Cornally, one dribble, lob pass, Staub, now Kemp. Three ball in flight, good line, just a hair off. Tip back up, will not go for Blickendurfer, and the ball knocked loose. And a ball kicked, intentionally played by the lower extremities. Ball belongs to Fort Cherry.
Yeah, you can't kick the ball, especially to gain an advantage.
Soccer is played in the fall.
Correct.
It can unintentionally. Another nice inbound feed. Kemp to Staub. Score it.
Yeah, beautiful inbounds play. They just need more of those.
39-25 behind everybody. Catch, shoot, score. Eden Schreier.
Well, they can't give up baskets like that.
Well, and how many times in this quarter alone?
Yeah.
And Southside missed three or four of those. Lob down low, too tall, off Blickendurfer's hands, and Southside will hold on to end the third. Rams 41, Rangers 25 after three. Fourth quarter on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
Hi, sports fans. This is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. This year, we are celebrating our 50th anniversary in business, serving the insurance needs of Washington County residents. Our clients have relied on us to deliver dependable, professional service throughout the years, spanning three generations of the Day family. Our clients know us because we live here. We want to say thank you to all who have supported us over the last 50 years. The Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory, proud sponsors of Washington County sports teams.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
8 minutes left in the championship hopes for Fort Cherry. Rams will start the fourth with the ball, but find themselves down 16. 13-12 advantage for Southside in the third. Ball fumbled out on the far side. Staub corrals it. Get the ball to Bianchini, and Bianchini walks before throwing the ball off the leg of Stranissa.
Yep. Tough night for Bianchini, boy, with the fouls and. She's playing with four fouls, but it's just so hard to get into a rhythm when you had to sit so long.
Across the timeline, on the dribble, DeLong, take it far side. Keep the dribble going, find Pavlovich. Lefty will take it into the circle, now dribble with the right hand back out of there. Once again, back to the far side, and Allison DeLong, leading by 16. Ball knocked loose, steal by Cornally.
I'm not sure what Southside was trying to do on that possession.
Kemp to Menzies. May have walked here to get open to feed Staub. Menzies catch and three ball well short. Rebound tipped up the lane. Staub will put it on the deck after the rebound by Bianchini. The Rangers miss from the corner again. Menzies, couple of threes in the game, but probably on 12 or 13 attempts.
Yeah, she's struggling from the perimeter.
Another loose ball. Feed ahead from Kemp to Staub. She is fouled. Telish just running a straight line. Cut Staub off.
Sure did.
First foul of the fourth quarter. Second of the game on Telish. Rainey Staub has hit three of four foul shots here in the second half. Rangers are 4 of 12 at the stripe. First one here. Good. Staub to double digits. 41-26, 41-27, 6:49 to play. Staub hits both of those. Long pass. It's time the Rangers get back. Staub with the steal. Stop and pop, two-pointer good.
How about this little run? Rainey Staub.
Sternissa dribbles up the floor. Take it deep, too deep. Telish rebounds and scores.
Yeah, big offensive putback for Telish that time.
Staub to Kemp. Right back to Rainey Staub. To the corner to Menzies. She'll dribble out and Pavlovic fouls her. It's four on Pavlovic. I'm not sure why we stopped there. The ball was inbounded, and then the buzzer sounded for a sub.
Yeah, the
she
buzzer
must have been there ahead of the ball being handed. We'll go that route. Staub from Bianchini. Now to Kemp in the corner. Menzies has help to the left. That's Bianchini. Ball goes to Kemp. Kemp had to fight to save it. Bianchini back to Menzies. Near side. Staub on the dribble. Forced deep. Picks it up. Back out. Long pass. Nearly picked off. Reading that all the way was Allison DeLong, but just not in time. Ball knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, that was a long cross-court pass. Dangerous pass, in fact. Time's a-ticking, and they've cut a little bit off the lead. Just not enough.
Staub, three ball from the corner. It's an air ball off the shoulder, and it's going to be should be for Cherry Ball.
And it is. They're getting opportunities. They just got to score.
Well, the big chant from the Southside crowd now is air ball, and that every time Menzies touches the ball, that's the chant. Staub, three ball, good.
How about Staub? Boy, she's just come to life now.
43-32, the Southside lead is 11.
Plenty of time, Bob.
DeLong and now Stranissa. Kemp going to hand check her all the way up the floor. First foul with a quarter. Third foul of the game on Olivia Kemp.
Well, it's cut it to 11. 5:27 left. There's plenty of time. Couple steals, couple baskets.
Stranissa takes the inbound, dribbles around. Staub gets a long way out screen, throws this one up. Kemp rebounds the air ball. Staub behind the defense, had to wait for the pass, gets it, goes up, misses the shot. But is bumped and fouled by Allison DeLong. Third foul of the game on DeLong. Third foul with a quarter on Southside. Rainey Staub going to the foul line.
She made a really nice crossover move to be able to draw that foul.
Staub first shot is good. 43-33. 5:14 to play.
10 points. She could get it under 10. Single digits.
Staub short and off the mark. Rebound Pavlovic. Telish sets a screen. Bianchini turns her around. Lob it ahead, though. Pass gets through to Boyd. Boyd up onto the right wing. Pass back to Pavlovic. Almost picked off. And now Stranissa with the ball in hand. Kemp out on her. Stranissa drop step. Spinorama shot. Lays on the iron. No good. Telish battles for. Gets the rebound. Ball ripped loose. And the Rangers come out with a great work by Bianchini. Kemp through traffic, and she's fouled.
Well, this Ranger crowd has come to life. They're sensing a little comeback here.
Third foul on Charity Telish. 43-33, Southside by 10. Bianchini handoff to Kemp. Back to Bianchini. She'll dribble out of the corner, find Menzies, three ball short, but it rolls up and in.
She got it.
Timeout Rangers. Score 43-36. 4:31 to play. Timeout. Back on the WJPA Sports Network in just a moment.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Fort Cherry took a 30-second timeout, and the officials gave that, but I don't have that they had one. They used both 30s earlier. 314 in the first quarter, 339 in the second. But this one indicated a 30-second timeout. Rangers have two timeouts remaining. 4:31 to play. 43-36. Across the timeline comes DeLong. Spun back around by Menzies. DeLong to the midcourt. Menzies reaches in, knocked the ball. Grabbed on the far side now. Trouble for ball knocked loose. Rangers are going to get it. Kemp has Staub with her. Force it through. Double dribble the call against Kemp.
Oh, boy. Tough turnover. She had Rainey Staub on the right side. Would have definitely been either shooting two free throws there, Bob, or she would have been able to make the layup. Well, they're fighting. There's a lot of time left.
Yeah, 7-point deficit with 4 minutes and change to play.
And they were down 16 to start the quarter.
Pavlovich comes across the timeline. Staub keeps her from getting a clean shot to the basket. The rebound falls in the lane, and it's grabbed there by Bianchini. Kemp, far side, steps in. Three ball in flight off the iron. Won't go. Rebound tipped out. It's grabbed by Staub, and a pushing foul called on for Cherry.
That foul's on.
Is that Blickendurfer?
Blickendurfer, number 11. Jeez, I didn't see her do that.
And now Clarence Edwards getting his say with Diane Arapola.
Yeah, that was a questionable call, Bob. Look at a steal.
Steal, Staub, layup and good.
This game has turned.
43-38, Southside timeout. I believe that's Mr. Kemp right in front of us. He was right beside us, if you'll recall, when we did the Burgettstown Fort Cherry game.
Correct.
He was not quite this loud that night. 43-38 the count.
This is an amazing comeback. Yet all of a sudden, it seems as though Fort Cherry has just found an ignition, a spark.
13-2 the current run for the Rangers.
But it's been Rainey Staub. She's just doing it all. I said she had to get more involved. She must have heard me.
She has 10 points in this quarter.
Right.
I have two twos, a three, and three foul shots for Rainey Staub.
Yep.
And 19 total in the game.
Yeah, well, I she wasn't a 1,000-point scorer because she didn't shoot the basketball, that's for sure.
After the lay-in by Staub, Southside ball. Allison DeLong will throw. She can run the baseline.
They're double-teaming Stranissa.
And a holding foul going to be called on Menzies.
Wow. It's her first.
Well, and sometimes when you get on the wrong side of an official, something that hasn't been called all night gets called. Stranissa takes the inbound. Kemp turns her back around. Help arrives. That's DeLong. Ball knocked loose. Pavlovich too deep. And on the back, Telish. Oh, guilty of the foul.
And that's a big call. That's her fourth. They can ill afford to lose her. She's been a dynamic player.
Foul shots at the other end. That's five fouls on Southside.
That is correct.
That's the fourth foul on Telish.
And these will be big free throws.
Oh, at the line is Katie Blickendurfer.
Yeah, big fouls for her. She'll shoot two.
3:35 remaining. The lead is five. Blickendurfer's first free throw, no good. Rangers have left 10 points at the charity stripe.
7 for 17. That's going to haunt them.
Blickendurfer's second effort. Soft shooter's touch gets it to go. 43-39, first point of the game for Blickendurfer. Long time to get the ball in, and Southside got to use a timeout. Now that is their fourth. 3:34 to play in the game, and that should be 3:35 because the ball never got thrown in, and the foul shot came at 3:35, so a second ran off. They should put it back. So Fort Cherry has two timeouts left. Southside has just one. We'll keep it here.
Surprised no one caught that, Bob, at the scorer's table.
Yeah, the ball was never inbounded, so the clock should not have run.
Exactly. Well, they're not going to put it back up, I believe. So it's a 3:34. Plenty of time. Rangers down two possessions. Staying with their full court pressure. It's been effective.
And again, the thrower, DeLong, can run the baseline. Inbound gets to Telish and right back to DeLong. Menzies trying to cut her off. DeLong across midcourt. Picks up her dribble. Get the ball to Telish. Pass back. Menzies with the steal.
Bob, that's 24 turnovers for Southside.
4 points, Southside lead. The Rams with 2 points in this quarter. Near side, it's Kemp out on the perimeter to the corner. Bianchini, ball gets through to Staub. Cross, Menzies three, well short. Rebound lost out of bounds. Pavlovich touched it last.
Don't have to rush things here. There's plenty of time.
It no longer sounds like a funeral home here, by the way.
People are screaming now.
Kemp inbound to Menzies, and she walks with it.
Boy, that was just unfortunate for Fort Cherry.
They got the 3:07 to play in the fourth, 43-39. Stranissa takes the inbound, starts up the sideline, and will feed it back. Pavlovich, and now Stranissa will come out in the midcourt and take it back. Menzies, and now Kemp on her. Feed to Pavlovich. Telish, bounce pass out to Pavlovich. She's spun around by Menzies. Pavlovich feed it to the baseline. That ball fumbled away from Allison DeLong and out of bounds.
Well, now Southside's not looking to score. They're just looking to hold the ball, and they're not doing a very good job of it.
Bianchini brings it up the floor. Staub will come take it from her. Back to Bianchini, open for two, too strong. Rebound comes halfway up the lane, and Pavlovich grabs it. Kemp can't stay with her. Staub steps in front of her. Pavlovich missed the shot. Rebound. Tie up. Wrestling match. Blickendurfer and Pavlovich. The tie up possession arrow, Southside.
Yeah, they both went down like they were in a wrestling match. Arrow belongs to Southside, but now it'll go back to Fort Cherry. That'll be important
inbound,
to keep in mind.
Inbound for Allison DeLong. 4 point Southside lead. DeLong in the paint. Pass is picked off. Bianchini going one on two. Pavlovich fouls her. Bianchini's going to the foul line. The shot went, but it won't count. But the foul called on Pavlovich will put her out of the game. That is the fifth foul, and Pavlovich will check out. Schreier will check in. Rangers to the foul line. Bianchini for the first time tonight. No good.
Just can't knock the free. 8 for 19, Bob.
Well, down by four.
Ugh.
They'll be haunted by those numbers if unable to complete the comeback. Second shot, no good as well. One make in the last five foul shots for Fort Cherry. Stranissa up the floor. Menzies knocks the ball loose, and then the Rangers don't go catch it. Could have got the ball before it went out of bounds, but didn't.
Southside having a difficult time holding on to the basketball. They have turned it quite a bit here in this fourth quarter already.
Only 2 points in the period. Three ball in flight near side off the rim. No good. Rebound Blickendurfer. Staub will push the issue. Feed it across to Kemp, put it on the deck. Shot partially blocked, controlled by the Rams. Stranissa lob it for Telish. Her shot won't go. Rebound kept her alive. Telish gets it. That won't go. Telish rebounds it. Give it off to DeLong. She'll put a shot up, and that's called a foul with all of the contact at both ends.
Wow.
And that's going to be foul number four on Blickendurfer.
I thought Olivia Kemp got fouled on her drive.
And she's still down at the far end of the floor.
Yeah.
Kemp going to get to her feet. Well, there's a lot of contact at that end, and then Telish on a couple of shots was plenty of contact both ways. And then the bump by Blickendorfer is singled out for the foul. Kemp helped to the bench. 1:47 to play, 4-point lead for Southside, 43-39. This is Allison DeLong at the stripe to shoot two.
Trying to see what's wrong with Kemp, but I can't get a look.
First free throw is good.
Well, here's the difference right now. They're 11 for 16 compared to 8 for 20, and that is huge.
Second foul shot, no good. And a rebound cleared there by the Rangers. Staub up the floor, kicks the basketball. Stranissa fouled on the shot. Bucket being Keeney's fouled out of the game, and the Rangers just kicked the ball away. That's what happened. Being Keeney fouls out with 1:35 to play. Stranissa with 15 points in the game and a foul shot to follow. And the Rangers had gotten to within four, but no closer. 46-39. 90 seconds remaining. Menzies for three. Good. 14 for senior Ava Menzies. 46-42. Stranissa up the floor. Flip it far side. Three ball in flight. Off the iron. No good on the miss by Boyd. Menzies up the floor. Menzies get it back to Staub. Has help underneath, but Telish cleans it up. Stranissa out of a double team. Staub tried to reach in, and now numbers for the Rams. Menzies comes back and knocks the ball loose.
Can't keep up with this action. It's just up and down. Still plenty of time. 59 seconds, down four. Get a stop.
59.5 seconds. Ball to Telish. Inbound to the corner. And DeLong's pass back. Ball's knocked loose. Rangers are going to get it. Staub will bring it up the floor. Has Menzies. Three ball in flight wide right. No good. Going to carry him out of bounds. Another air ball by Ava Menzies. It's just, she's hit 4 3-pointers, but probably missed 10.
Well, and she had a defender running right at her that time, Bob, so she didn't get a clear look. That's why that ball was short. It may have even been partially deflected.
Fort Cherry timeout. Southside 46, Fort Cherry 42. Back in just a moment on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal, one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsAndLoan.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Fort Cherry has twice battled back here in the fourth to within 4 points, but can they close the deal?
Well, that if they're close. They're not giving up. I mean, they have a lot of heart here, but they got to convert. They got to get another steal. Been an entertaining game, to say the least.
It has gotten that way, that's for sure.
Fort Cherry double-teaming Bailey Stranissa, keeping the ball out of her hands. Good idea, I think.
Ball up the far sideline. It goes to Boyd, to Telish, and now out to the midcourt to DeLong, and DeLong tied up, but a foul going to be called. It'll be shots coming. Cornelli called for the foul, her third.
I think they could have gotten a tie up there, Bob, rather than foul.
DeLong at the line to shoot. I have 4 of 6 for DeLong at the stripe. First one good.
Yeah, those are big. Her fifth make of the evening.
Second shot also good. 6-point lead, 48-42 Rams. 35 seconds to play. Staub to Menzies, had to go high to save that. Cornelli puts up a 3-pointer. That's high off the rim, no good. Rebound grabbed inside by Schreier. She'll outlet And Stranicia in no hurry to go to the basket. Menzies fouls her to stop the clock.
Well, and I don't think there's enough time. 19 seconds down six, Bob. Not going to. The comeback was valiant, but they're not going to get it done.
Foul shot no good for Stranicia. The Rangers just really left too many points at the stripe tonight after this valiant comeback. Stranicia misses for Cherry rebounds. Down six. Double dribble on Staub, unchallenged.
Yeah, nobody on her. And she, I don't know why. I don't. Maybe she was going to pass the basketball, but that's a tough break.
South side ball right here at the scorer's table. Apparently, Cornally reached out of bounds. Didn't touch the ball, so it's a warning only. Had she touched the ball there, it would have been a technical.
Correct.
I called one of those once.
Oh, boy.
Stranicia behind the defense and scores.
Yeah, and that's going to about do it.
Southside with 10 seconds to play, up by eight. Three ball, Cornally, short rebound, tipped around. Tellish got her hands on it, and then the putback, buzzer sounds, ball game over. Southside 50, Fort Cherry 42. We'll get you a recap here on the WJPA Sports Network presented by CNX Foundation.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Hi, this is Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency in Washington and Hickory. Annuity rates have gone up recently. We are able to offer a 5% rate of return guaranteed for 3 years with no upfront fees or expenses. Your principal is safe and guaranteed as well, as it is not exposed to the ups and downs of the stock market. So if you are looking for a higher interest rate of return without the risk, call me at 724-228-3448 or stop by one of our offices in Washington and Hickory or online at dayinsurance.com.
Become one of tomorrow's leaders today at Washington and Jefferson College. Visit WNJ to learn about our scholarships, leadership, and professional readiness opportunities. Talk with professors, coaches, and students. Schedule your campus visit today, in person or online, to explore all we have to offer. WNJ, your future, founded here. Visit washjeff.edu/visit to learn more. That's washjeff.edu/visit.
Southside built a 12-4 advantage in the first, extended that to 28-13 at the break, and on up to 16 points through three quarters. And sometimes when the hill is so steep, you just don't have enough to get all the way to the top.
Yeah, you spend a lot of energy trying to get back into the game, which Fort Cherry did, and then unfortunately were unable to finish the job. 8-for-20 from the foul line. That's a key statistic tonight. Southside made 13 of them, but too much Charity Tellish and Bailey Stranicia on those drives to the basket, and at the end, they were able to seal the deal.
Yeah, we talked about Fort Cherry's free throw struggles. They got better, hit 4 of 8 in the third, 4 of 8 in the fourth. So, I mean, they hit 8 of 16 in those last two quarters, 0 for 4, but Southside went the other way.
They
two
did.
Of seven I have in that fourth quarter to finish 13 of 22.
Yeah, at one point they were 9-for-13, and then all of a sudden they start missing free throws.
And the Rangers battled their way back for Cherry. Down 16 after three. Rangers 4-point run to begin. Southside got a field goal, their first at the about 90 seconds in, and the Rangers kept on coming. 10 straight points then. Southside got a foul shot with about a minute 45 to play to take the lead up to 5, then on up to 7 with a minute and a half remaining, 46-39. Southside, or Fort Cherry getting a three-pointer from Ava Menzies to get to within four once again, but Southside the last 4 points of the ballgame to win it 50-42. Just checking on a couple of other scores. Everything complete on the girls' side here in the 1A girls bracket. Greensburg Central Catholic 63-41 over Rochester. Centurions will meet Southside, a 50-42 winner over Fort Cherry. Number two, Aliquippa, a winner over Clareton, 35-34. Quips will take on number three, Sarah, 67-42 winners. On the 3A bracket, Avonworth, Shadyside Academy, Beaver Falls, and Neshanic, the top four seeds, Chalk in the 3A girls bracket, all winning. Union beat Manesson. The 1A boys bracket here, 70-58. Union will meet the Imani Christian West Green winner.
And that was Imani Christian with the win tonight.
And Imani 60-26, our floor director Jason Tennant tells me. Buddy R.J. Diaz stopping by. So it'll be Imani Christian and Union in that 1A boys semifinal. Neighborhood Academy will play the Rochester Carlington winner in the other, and 4A boys games, all four of those are 8 o'clock tips as well. And those have not gone final. Lincoln Park, I do see now, 81-58 winner over Knock. Lincoln Park, the one seed on to the semis. Time now to name our player of the game, brought to you by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County.
Community College of Beaver County is now in Washington County. We are here with the support you need and the value you want at the Washington County College Center. Explore our in-demand career paths in aviation, education, and criminal justice, or start college early with dual enrollment courses and high school academies. At the Washington County College Center, your pathway to success starts right at home. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Absolutely changed the way the game was going to be played. Player of the game, Charity Tellish, at 14 points, had to have that many rebounds, a handful of block shots as well, and she is the reason that the Southside's going on.
Yeah, I thought she played an excellent game. And the other thing that you don't really notice on a stat line that she does, when there is pressure, she comes to the ball in the middle, and she's big enough that you can get the ball to her and she can relieve that pressure with a pass across the court under the basket. I just liked her intensity. I liked the way she rebounded and she scored. She was a big factor in this win tonight for Southside.
Bailey Stranissa with 17 points to lead the Rams, 14 for Tellish. Other scoring, just quickly, Eden Schreier had 6. I've got 8 for Allison DeLong, 3 for Allison Boyd, and 2 for Pavlovich, 13 of 22 for the Rams at the foul line. For Fort Cherry, Rainey Staub, big fourth period, actually big second half, 17 in the second half and 10 in the fourth quarter, 19 total for game honors. Ava Menzies with 14 for the Rams. I have Cornelli with the 5, B and Keeney with a couple, Kemp and Blickendurfer with a foul shot each. Fort Cherry, 8 of 20 at the foul line tonight. Southside improves to 15-9, moves on to the semifinals to take on the one seed Greensburg Central Catholic. Fort Cherry, 10-0 in their last 12 games, but those other two games in there, other than playing Southside, 10-2 in the last 12, 2 losses to their next door neighbors from Hookstown. Tonight's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you in part by Washington and Jefferson College, where changemakers get their start. Log on, washjeff.edu. By the Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street in Washington, on Main Street in Hickory, online at dayinsurance.com. Day Insurance celebrating 50 years of service. By CNX Dreamfields, making your dream field come true. By Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. And by Washington County College Center, operated by Community College of Beaver County. Join us the next two nights as Coach Drakely and I will be here at the AHN Arena at Peters Township. 3 more quarterfinal round playoff games. Tomorrow, the 6A girls from Peters Township open play as the number 2 seed, hosting number 7 Pine Richland. We're on the air at 6:45 tomorrow on WJPA-FM and online. Then Friday, it's a twin bill for you, starting with the 5A Trinity girls taking on the Section 4 foe South Fayette, looking to three-peat against the defending WPIL champion Lions. We'll be on WJPA-FM for pregame starting at 5:45 and follow that up with the 2A boys 4-5 matchup between Fort Cherry and Bishop Canavan. And, of course, we'll have wall-to-wall coverage of WPIL wrestling this weekend, starting with the WPIL 2A individual championships Friday and Saturday, that on WJPA AM, the 3A Southern Sectional from South Fayette Saturday, online at the WJPA Sports Network. Thanks to coaches Clarence Edwards and Brent Derrick, to Brian Geyer, Justin Piles, and the entire crew here at Peters Township. For our Washington studio producers, Bill Chapo and Dave Anthony, floor director Jason Tennant, Cole Keller on camera, and my partner Tom Drakely, I'm Bob Gregg. Thanks so much for being with us. Your final score, Southside 50, Fort Cherry 42. This has been a presentation of the WJPA Sports Network.